away, everybody. This is the show that exposes the chemical pushers, the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of Common Sense Gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by the Organic Club of America. That's our membership area of DirtDoctor.com. Most of the website, and there's a lot of stuff there that's really deep, is free for everybody, of course. But there is a members-only area where there's some additional stuff. Some of the latest videos and slideshows and things like that are there before they go on the public side, and there's some other benefits. You can take a look at it and see if that's something that you want to do. We'd love to have you on board. Let's see what I need. Oh, I was talking to Raul off the air of the last caller in the first hour about exposing trees a little bit more. He had some fruit trees, and he said, I know they're too deep. I've heard you talk about it, and they're coming out of the ground like telephone poles. And he said they're even down, they're in the ground below the graft union. And I thought it'd be good for me to talk to everybody about that just a little bit before I go back to the phones. It's probably the biggest, most important subject that I talk about in a lot of ways, because it's so ubiquitous. It's out there so much. It's just everywhere. Trees of all kinds being too deep in the ground. And his were fruit trees, and he mentioned this graft union, and that's a real problem. People buy fruit trees at the nurseries or mail order or whatever, and they get them, and they look at the base, and a lot of times there's a swelling down near the bottom, near the roots, or a little dog leg. It can look like either one. That, in most cases, is the graft union. It's where they grafted the top growth of a plant that has certain characteristics to a root system or a type of root, a type of fruit tree, roots that have a certain characteristic. You know, in the case of the roots, more hardiness, resistance to disease, or whatever it is. And you can see that union. A lot of people think that for some reason, and I think it may be partly the fault, well, I know it is, the fault of the growers. They heal little bare-rooted plants in at that level. And a lot of times you'll see a stain mark. It looks like a soil stain mark somewhere near that level. And the trees get planted so that that graft union is right at the ground level. Well, if you do that, you will have planted your fruit tree about 8 inches too deep in the ground, or more in some, more or less in some cases. But a lot of times it's around 8 inches too deep. Well, if you have a fruit tree that's 8 inches too deep in the ground, it will never achieve its potential. It'll never be as healthy as it should be. It'll have insect and disease problems more. It won't produce fruit like it should. So it's close to 100% of the time when people tell me they're having trouble with their fruit trees that they're too deep in the ground. What do you do? Well, you get the soil off the flare. You take it off by hand. And he's already started doing that, he was telling me. And he's got holes in the ground about a foot deep. And he was asking if he could make the hole wider, more of a dish shape, cover a larger area. And I said, yeah, absolutely. In fact, that's exactly what we do. We uncovered a bunch of trees on a golf course of I'm helping with a year ago or something. They were way too deep in the ground. They had been filled on from dredging from the lake, which is the absolute worst thing you can do, because the silt from lakes is just terrible as far as being aerated and drained properly and all that kind of thing. So we uncovered them. That obviously left these holes in the ground in a golf course. So a ball rolls over and into the hole, so we make the holes a little wider. We still have the issue a little bit, even if it's a big dish or the ball rolling down into a bare hole or whatever. Well, this area is going to be near a new green. It's a new remodel that's being done. That whole area will be lowered to take it down to where it's pretty close to that proper height. We did exactly the same thing in downtown Fort Worth 5 or 6 years ago, maybe more, when we were the consulting arborist on the Radio Shack project, is what it was at that time. Now it's the Fort Worth Community College property. But there were some 75 to 100-year-old live oaks on the property, and we started uncovering them during the construction of the project. And we found that some of them were 2 feet too deep in the ground. Some of them were 5 feet and 6 feet too deep in the ground. A couple of them were like 8 feet. Well, as we used the air spade and more tree was involved in doing the actual work with us on this project, as the work started and the soil was taken down to expose the flare, in some of the cases we were able, and you have to do this by trial and error, because if you run into a lot of roots, you can't do it as dramatically as you need to sometimes. That is, lower the grade of the entire area, not just right at the base of the tree. And we were able to lower big areas where those live oaks had survived because there was a lot of broken limestone in the soil, and we think that that helped to aerate the soil. But very few of the roots were coming up and being close to the soil. Probably had something to do with how long ago the fill was done on the trees and all that sort of thing. So in most cases, we lowered the entire area to get down to the flares. And in a couple of cases, we were running into roots that were coming back up, trying to get back up to surface and air and so forth. And in those cases, we had to leave pretty sharp-sided holes. And in one case, or maybe two, we had to build a grate over the top of the hole because it was a dangerous situation people could fall into. So it varies all over the place about what the hole, what the excavation looks like around your tree to get the flare at the proper height. If it's a small tree, relatively small tree, and not too deep in the ground, you can do it with a stiff brush. I use a horse brush, works great. It has a strap over it, you know, to hold your hand on there. And if the moisture is just right, you can rake that soil away from the flare by hand. And if it's bigger than that, a bigger problem, you have to get an arborist involved to use something like the air spade. Yes, it can be done with trowels and shovels and hard equipment, but if you go that route to uncover your trees or shrubs, this goes for photinia and big hollies and things like that, any woody plant can be, roses, any plant can be too deep in the ground and be suffering, be sick and in stress and having more insect and disease problems than it should be having. So doing this on any of your plants is a great thing to do. And the reason I want to talk about it with this intensity is that this is the best time of the year to do the work, absolutely the best time. Doing it now, you'll have root improvement over the winter. The bark will start breathing like it is designed to do, and then in the spring, the plant will take off and respond better than you've ever seen it grow and be productive. So that's it's a big deal. Look at our website, dirtdoctor.com. We've got photographs in there under trunk exposure, under root flare work, and maybe under base work as well. There's before and after pictures. I've been threatening to do a newsletter where I just show hundreds and hundreds of shots, photographs of trees that are too deep in the ground, and then a whole bunch of shots of work being done to correct the problem and the finished product so people can see all of these different conditions that you end up working with. The most dramatic one of all, you may have heard me talk about it, two cases. One is an 800-year-old pecan tree in Weatherford. We took 4.5-5 feet of soil off one side toward the creek where natural fill had been accumulating, over the decades on that side of the tree. And then there's one in Waco where the homeowner did the work themselves by hand, carefully, with tools and buckets hauling them out and everything. The bur oak tree was over eight feet deep in the ground. I think it was close to 10 on one side of the a tree. So it doesn't matter how old the tree is. It doesn't matter how large the tree is. And it doesn't matter whether it's ornamental, fruit tree, shade tree, or what, the flowers, for the tree to be healthy and it to live up to its potential, which is what you want, the flares have got to be exposed. They've got to be turning out sideways so dramatically that you can stand on them. That's what you'll see with, when you look at the photographs of what we've got on DirtDoctor.com. Telephone number, got people holding. I promise I'll go to you as soon as I come back. 866-444-3478.
XO Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor eliminator air freshener. It's non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try XO Odor Neutralizer. XO has an exclusive offer just for Dirt Doctor listeners. An 8-ounce pump spray and a 16-ounce refill bottle for only $19.98 with free shipping. Go to exocorp.com/dirtdoctor or call 800-442-9696.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain the lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day, I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you, and let's go talk about an old rose bush with Mary in Arlington. Hi, Mary.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I really appreciate it. We have an old rose bush out, and it's in front by the curb, and we just ignored it. It's been there for years. And yesterday we were working in the yard and said, you know, we've never done anything with that rose bush. And looked at it closely. A lot of the limbs are black, you know, like when it's dying. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe the root, the trunk was most of it was out of the ground, and it was leaning, you know, the tree. It's just been forgotten. And now it's in one limb is straight up in the air, and it's like 5 foot tall. So the poor tree is really having a hard time, and I don't even know if it's worth saving.
It probably suffered from all the heavy rain, and then we had a drought right after that, and that might have been what happened to it. It's probably not in an irrigated area.
No.
What you need to do, Mary, is just cut all the dead out completely because it's dead. It's not going to come back. And then cut the long shoot back to, two or three feet. In other words, some really serious pruning here. I've got one rose that came back pretty good that I had let get in bad. Well, I didn't let it get in bad shape. It got too big, and I cut it all the way to the ground thinking I was going to take it out. And then It grew back from the ground into a beautiful rose. So
really?
They can take some pretty heavy pruning, and the dead needs to be cut away for sure. And then those long shoots ought to be cut back as well.
Okay, but the only thing is, like, the trunk is really leaning, and it's really out of the ground. Should we just cover it with... put some new soil on it, or what?
No, I just cut it back and put some mulch, some shredded native tree trimmings mulch, or some shredded hardwood bark or something like that that you can get from your nursery. Cut it back, and it sounds like it's in such bad shape it may not be worth being too worried about it, and just plant a new fresh plant if you want more roses in that area. Yeah. But the first thing is cut it back and see if it'll grow back from the base. It might grow back and surprise you. Cut it all the way to the ground, maybe.
Okay, but we can't put some mulch around it?
Yeah, just put mulch, not soil.
No compost, right?
A little compost, thin layer of compost would be good, and then follow that with the shredded mulch. That's the way you copy making the forest floor, and most all plants like that.
Good. Okay, and I had another really, really fast question, but... I guess I forgot.
All right, call me back on it, okay?
I was on hold so long, I forgot my question. Okay, that's okay. Thank you.
Okay, call me back, all right? Let's talk to David in Watauga, Texas. Hi, David.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And I got a couple of questions for you. I planted in some burrow trees back 10, 12 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I planted them about 100 foot apart, and one in the back on the north side of the house is doing great. And with the one on the southeast side is not doing too good. And every year, about the middle of the summer, it'll lose all of its leaves. All the acorns will fall off. And I just wonder what might be the problem with that thing.
Well, bur oaks are great, hardy, durable trees, but they do have one little built-in maybe not a fatal flaw, but a flaw, and that is that they will tend to get a couple of things. They'll get lace bug damage on the foliage, and they'll get a little bit of a fungus problem that kind of makes the leaves lose their color. Have you noticed that sort of situation on the ones that aren't doing well?
No, not really, but just about the middle of the summer or sometime, it'll just... Big leaves will just start drying up.
Yeah, I think it's related. You've heard me talk today quite a bit about the root flare situation.
Right.
Are they really very well exposed? And is there a difference between the ones that look good and the ones that don't look good?
No difference really on the root flare. But I don't know. It might be something in the soil. The one out in front that's losing its leaves, that years ago they redone the road.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking they might have put a bunch of dirt over there that shouldn't have been there.
Well, they probably cut some roots, and they probably put some things in the ground the tree doesn't like. That would explain it. Get the flares uncovered a little bit better. Even if the flares look pretty good to you, they may not be enough. And a lot of times what happens if the soil is too high on a tree – that not only is the soil keeping the bark, which is what the flare is bark tissue, not root tissue, keeping it moist and it's not breathing properly. That's one thing that happens, and that's bad. And the other thing is the soil and mulch that's too high on the trunk can often be hiding circling and girdling roots that are cutting into the trunk.
Yeah.
So get it uncovered and check it out. And then the other thing, just like I've told a couple of people today, do the sick tree treatment procedure, and they'll come back. But I will say that bur oaks, some of them, some have a genetic issue where they lose their color, they lose leaves, they get lace bug damage and all more so than others. I see some bur oaks that stay dark green and beautiful and don't have this problem at all. And then I see a bunch of them that seem to have this issue every year after looking really healthy, like you're saying, up until the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
Check out the flares and see if that's the case. All right?
Okay. Well, what about – I got a pomegranate.
All right, hang on. I'm going to put you on hold. I got to run here. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back with you right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain the lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered.
Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and it's time to talk to Bo, WGMD, in Georgetown, Delaware. Hello, Bo.
Good morning, Doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Attaboy. I'm asking you again about my popcorn plant.
Yeah, I remember you calling. What's up?
Yeah, okay. Now, what do I feed that? Because I brought it into her plant room, my wife, that is.
Okay.
And some of the leaves started turning brown. I'm watering, you know, I just did like you said with the pencil, the water.
Uh-huh.
But should I feed it?
Well, you can, but you don't have to, Bo. Feeding a plant that is normally an outside type plant, like your, I think we determined that yours is a cassia or senna is the other.
Cassia, yeah, right.
Yeah. When you bring a plant like that inside, to start with, they're not very happy about it, so you just have to be very, very careful about how you water and how you fertilize. If you do fertilize, it needs to be a very mild application of Garrett juice mixture or one of the dry organic fertilizers.
Probably, Garrett juice, right?
I'm sorry?
Garrett juice?
Garrett juice is the mixture of compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed, and that's what I use on my interior plants.
I can buy that up in southern states, right?
I don't know. Some stores will have it and some won't. You may have to make it yourself. The formula's on my website or order
it. I get it on the website.
Yeah, or order it mail order. But the main thing is don't overwater the plant. That's the thing that most people make the mistake on when they bring an outside plant in to try to overwinter it.
Right. Yeah. I did your pencil test.
Okay.
So, okay, you answered my question, my man.
Thank you for calling.
And I thank you very much.
I'll
God save America.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
What he's talking about the pencil, when I'm big on using probes, no matter where you are. Outside, we use what's called a professional pipe probe. There's pictures on my website about it. It's used by plumbers and by various kinds of people to probe into the soil. It's a fiberglass shaft with a bullet on the end of it that's bigger than the shaft, so it goes in the ground real easy. And it's the best way in the world to test and see how the moisture is doing in the soil. Whether it's too dry, then you can't get the probe in the ground. Or if it's too wet, it'll sound like a cow pulling her foot out of the mud when you pull it out, and it'll have the moisture still adhering to the probe. The cheap probe is, and I use them all the time, is a golf club with the head broken off or sawed off at an angle is better. And you can use it. Rubber handles is important in either case, in case you run into some electrical lines or something. But we use those outside around plants, test the soil, check for how the watering's going, adjust the irrigation, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes to find circling, girdling roots at the base of trees, too, with the probes. But inside and interior plants, best probe is a pencil. A sharpened wooden pencil, lead end down the, you can tell by the moisture level and how the soil adheres to the cut part of the pencil, the wood, real quickly, whether it's too wet or too dry, and adjust your watering as you need to. There's an open line at 866-444-3478. Let's talk to Mike in San Antonio. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Hey, listen, I have a live oak that's about 25 feet tall, and it's just not looking as healthy as the rest of the live oaks up and down the street. And it was over-trimmed, like one kind of whole side of it was almost trimmed out a couple of years ago, and then it's been trimmed again in the last couple of months. I'm seeing
why was that going on, Mike? Why was the trim?
Well, because it was a rental property, and so the renters trimmed it because okay. it was a harbinger of pigeons. So,
oh my goodness, okay.
Over their car. So,
okay.
Anyway, it just hadn't really been taken care of. I'm seeing signs of a little bit of new growth, but it's just not doing much.
Well, that's a perfect candidate for the procedure that we call the sick tree treatment. Details are on the website, but basically, it's to aerate. Get the soil off the flare, aerate the root zone, and then put out the amendments on the surface of the soil while the whole aeration holes are still open that we use in bed preparation, compost, rock powders, and sugars. And if you do that, the live oak, the lucky thing, the good news, Mike, is that live oaks are probably among the top three toughest trees that you could possibly have and do that kind of damage to and still survive.
Oh, is that right?
They're tough as nails and can take a lot of duress. So, trim off any great big stubs, I guess, if they left any when they did this bad pruning. But just let, for the time being, let anything grow that'll grow. Any new foliage that you get is going to be collecting sunlight, doing photosynthesis, helping build the root zone to be as healthy as possible, and then that's what will regrow the top of the tree. If you do that and you prune carefully over a period of time, it'll be back to looking great in just a couple of years.
What about removing any remaining ball moss in the crown?
It's okay. The ball moss is opportunistic. When you've over pruned a plant and there's more sunlight into the crown of the plant, the ball moss kind of takes advantage of that. I've never seen a situation where the ball moss is doing really any damage. It will just, in a plant that's in trouble for some other reason and doesn't have enough foliage, the ball moss will tend to be heavier in that case. If you want to kill it, if you want to take it out physically, that's fine. If you want to kill it, you can spray it with baking soda or potassium bicarbonate mixed at about twice the strength that we use to control diseases. It'll kill it. But okay. It's not hurting the tree, really. So don't do it unless it gets real heavy.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll look for the recipe or the procedure on your website.
Yeah, go in the library, sick tree treatment, and it's under guides, which is one of the buttons on the homepage.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.
San Antonio, Texas, one of my favorite cities. I love going there. I do a little radio show there every Saturday morning with my friend Bob Webster, who has an organic garden center. And by the way, those of you interested in trees, we had a seminar scheduled for me to be at his place in San Antonio and demonstrate the use of the air spade to uncover some trees. We got hammered by the weather, and we have not rescheduled it yet. It may happen between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It may be after that. We will let you know when it has been rescheduled. It has not been yet. Aledo, Texas. Let's talk to Dave. Hey, Dave.
Good morning, Howard. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Well, thank you, sir. That is on us, isn't it? We'll be having that wonderful turkey later this week.
That's right. Howard, I got live out here in 2.5 acres in Aledo, and I've got a big old oak tree that I talked to you about earlier this year, and I've been treating it with sick tree treatment and kept it, you know, watered. Punched holes in the ground so the stuff would get in, and I think I'm making a little bit of a comeback. I trimmed off a bunch of the obviously dead branches, but I'm wondering what would be a good thing to do to try to continue strengthening it over the upcoming cold season. That's the first question.
What was the variety? What kind of tree was it?
It's an oak tree, big old oak.
Is it a native post oak or blackjack?
Yes, it's a native post, yes.
Okay. Well, those are the most persnickety trees that you can deal with. Wonderful drought-tolerant trees, gorgeous. I love the branching structure and everything about them. But the main thing that they dislike is any kind of change to their root system, you know, putting in an irrigation system or filling or cutting or doing something different than they're used to. So I assume that all of that has been stopped.
I don't have an irrigation system. I haven't dug around it, but I did, I think, precipitate it by putting some mulch around the base of the tree, which I dragged away after talking to you.
Well, mulch is fine. Just don't have it up against the flare, up against the trunk of the tree. Just have it, you know.
It was last spring, last summer.
Okay. Getting that done is fine. Now, probably what happened to you is that over the past several years, we've had a couple of drought events, drought weather. And when you have drought and you have sandy soil, which you probably have if it's a post oak, the dryness goes deeper and deeper in the soil the longer and more severe the drought is. And that damages some roots, and that probably resulted in some of the difficulty you see on the top of the tree. So maintaining moisture levels just reasonably well during really, really bad droughts is about all the advice I can give you, other than sticking with the gentle organic fertilizer program, and don't do that real heavily.
Okay, yeah. So over the winter, you know, maybe give it a dry molasses, a cornmeal, or what?
Be great. Those function as very mild fertilizers and also as disease fighters in the case of the cornmeal. In the case of the dry molasses, if you have any fire ants around the property, it'll probably run all them off. So that'd probably be a good choice for you with your post oak.
Secondly, there's a very heavily advertised supplement for dogs and cats on the radio. It begins with a D. I'm sure you're familiar with it. Do you know anything about it? Is it any good? Because I got three cats, and one of them is his skin is real dry. I got some dandruff and stuff, and I want to try to give him some supplement. Now, we feed him Hill's Diet from the vet. Okay. Feed them all.
Well, you may want to look at going to a dog food that is grain free and is
cat food.
It's cat. It's kitty. You still might want to look at looking at a real high quality product if that one is. Look at the ingredients. Make sure there's no chemical preservatives in it. If it fits that, that's fine. That product you're talking about, I'm trying to think of the name of it. I've heard the ads. It sounds like it's fine. I think it has some diatomaceous earth in it. Is one of the ingredients. And from what I've heard,
yeah.
Give it a try and see what you think, and let me know.
All right. And third question.
I'm going to have to run. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative to overall health and well-being. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking probiotics, the friendly bacteria that fight off the bad bugs that can cause digestive problems and break down your immune system. Dr. O'Hara's exclusive probiotic formula delivers live beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula that provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 20 years of scientific research and centuries-old wisdom, daily use of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will revolutionize your family health care strategy. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Electrolytes like sodium, potassium, magnesium, and chloride recharge your cells. That's especially important for your heart and muscles. Low electrolytes can lead to fatigue and cramping. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Black Cow composted cow manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website, Black Cow, spelled with a K.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And Mary, apparently, in Arlington, has remembered what our second question was. Hi, Mary.
I remembered my question. Was we're wanting to plant two trees in front. We haven't had a tree there for a long time because, anyway, what would you recommend? Something that's not too slow or, you know, that won't take forever in a day to grow halfway or something.
Big tree, shade tree, you mean?
Yeah. Something pretty. It doesn't have to be big.
Well, there's a lot of good choices. I was writing this exact answer for my Dallas Morning News column a couple of days ago. And the ones that are in the category of growing in a wide range of areas across the country and also pretty fast growing and interesting and durable. One of the top choices there is called a Mexican sycamore. It's a beautiful, beautiful tree. It has very, very dramatic leaves on it. It's fast growing and it can take a wide range of soils. It's actually, and this is curious, it's actually a better quality tree than our Native American sycamore. It doesn't have the anthracnose, which is primarily a ugly cosmetic problem, and it doesn't have the killing problem of the bacterial leaf scorch. So Mexican sycamore is tough, and it can take some pretty cool weather. It does really well here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The other one to look at, and it'll be a little harder to find probably than that one, than the sycamore, is the big-tooth maple. It's absolutely one of my favorites. And then the other one is Mexican white oak. It's an evergreen oak that not too many people know about. It's fairly well available and just a beautiful, beautiful thing. There's some extremely large ones if you want to see what it looks like. Extremely large for having been planted in the Fort Worth Botanical Gardens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can see it there.
The second one you mentioned, that maple.
Mm-hmm.
What was exactly the name of it?
It's called Big Tooth Maple. It's all one word, Big Tooth Maple. It's a native to this part of the country.
And okay.
Well, doesn't have any problems, has beautiful fall color.
Which one would you suggest would be better, the first one or the second one, the Mexican sycamore or this Big Tooth Maple?
Why don't you get one of each?
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really enjoy your program.
Well, I appreciate your call. Thank you, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. Open line at 866-444-3478. Here's CJ in Lancaster, Texas. Hey, CJ.
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Got a quick question. About 9 years ago, I bought Home Depot had a little seminar thing, and they gave out a bunch of trees. And I got, I think it's an oak tree, but it was so little. It was like the size of a pencil with a little stem. I mean, just a little twig is all it was. Well, it's 9 feet tall now. But I think I planted too deep, which I know I planted too deep because when it rains, it puddles. And the caliper on it, I can get my hand still around it. My question is, can I dig that up and replant it just while it's still little and manageable where I can handle it?
Yeah, and the best time to do it, CJ, is right now. Yeah, yes. It'll transplant really easily. Let's try to identify a little bit. You said this came from an Arbor Day sale or something like that?
Well, the Home Depot there in Lancaster 9 years ago had a little seminar, a little, you know, outdoor thing that they were just trying to teach us how to.
Okay, and they were just giving them away or something?
Yeah, they were giving them away.
Okay.
But I don't think it's a red oak. It's some other type of oak tree because the leaves are they're not the pointy, you know, type. They're kind of more rounded.
Okay.
Type leaves.
What you might want to do, CJ, is take a digital picture of it and send it to me. If it has lasted this long and it still has real nice green leaves in the summertime,
does.
It's probably a good, well-adapted oak. But
okay.
I'd like to see it, and I might see something if I know exactly what it is to give you a little bit more specific help. But go ahead and dig it and move it to the new location, and when you dig it, pull the soil off that top and get down to that true root flare and plant it a little high so that if it settles some, it'll still be nice and high in the flare exposed, and it'll probably never miss a beat.
Yeah, I was going to put it in the same hole. I was just going to lift it. I was going to bare root it again. I was going to take all the soil off of it this time
Okay, don't totally bare root it, but if most of the soil falls off of it and you can see what the roots look like, that's fine. It'd be better to leave some of the soil on there. In other words, just don't go to the trouble to take it all off. Just lift it. Don't worry about it if some of the soil falls off. I think you know that, you know, I don't mind bare rooting, but I think it works a little bit better if you leave some of the soil, in place.
Yeah.
Set it nice and high.
What is that website that I need to send the photo to?
Just send it to howard@dirtdoctor.com or info@dirtdoctor.com, either one, or fill out the form that's on the website. It's Ask Howard button there, and just use that form. It actually works the best and is the easiest for us to get to and help people with.
Okay, I will do, Howard. I do appreciate it, and then you have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, CJ. Thanks for calling.
And thank you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you again soon. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. That's the end of hour number two. We've got third hour. If your station doesn't carry it, it is streamed live on dirtdoctor.com. Give us a call at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Website, you can fill out a form and get the free newsletter too, so do that there.